Hi, I'm sorry to bother you. I've been home for some time and no need to apologize. I've actually been enjoying listening to your moaning. I've never heard you be quite so loud, you know? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I've actually been touching myself on the couch. Listening to you for the past few minutes, it just. Your voice really got me turned on. I was surprised when I came home and could hear your vibrator going. I mean, I put away the groceries, and then I turned on the TV, and you just kept going. I figured you had those fancy noise-canceling headphones of yours on. I tried to watch TV, I really did. I tried to tune you out, but then you started begging, and I just. I figured I'd ask. Can I join you? No, I'm not joking. I even brought my rose toy. I really wanted to know what you're watching. I want to see what's making you beg like such a slut. You're not watching anything? You're listening to an audio? What kind of audio? A Fendom audio? My, roomie. I didn't know you were into that. It's starting to make sense with how desperately you were just begging to come. I mean, please, please, mistress, please let me come. Oh, it's a good thing I love pathetic sluts. I've heard you touching yourself before. Just muffled moans through the wall. Quiet vibrations. It was stuff I could ignore. But this. I've never heard you sound so. What's the word I'm looking for? Well, how do I say it politely, I guess? I've never heard you sound like such a whore. I couldn't help myself. I had to see if you'd let me join. So, what do you say, baby? Take off those headphones and let me talk you through it instead? Really? Fantastic. Why don't you start by pushing that sheet down and showing me how you were touching yourself? I know you pulled it up to your chin to cover yourself when I came in, but I want to see you. Oh, there you are. No need to be embarrassed, sweetheart. Here, I'll take off my clothes too, starting with my shirt. Your eyes go straight to my tits. Are they bigger than you expected? You can't seem to take your eyes off of them. Maybe if you're good, I'll let you touch them. Just maybe, though. Now, come on. Stop hiding under the sheets. I helped a little bit by peeling some of the fabric back. But now it's time to do the rest of it. Come on. Let me see all of you. That's it, baby. My goodness. Who knew you were hiding such an incredible body? If I'd known how gorgeous you are, I would have suggested something like this a long time ago. Now I'll take off my pants, underwear too, and I guess I can just climb into bed with you. Is this okay, sweetheart? Good. Do you like having me in bed next to you? Feeling my arm pressing against yours? Spreading my legs? You get to see just how wet my pussy is. This is all from listening to you, baby. Look at what you do to me. Absolutely soaked just listening to your voice. Come on, spread your legs too. That's it. Now pick up your vibrator. Are you ready to start again? This time with a little bit of help? That's nice. Just enough to take the edge off, right? I bet that feels good for you, doesn't it? Oh, yes. Now tell me more about what you were listening to. Yeah? You already said it was an erotic audio. What was it about? Why are you being cagey about it? Are you embarrassed? There's no need for that. You're literally getting off next to me. Tell me, what was the audio about? I know you like femdom. You haven't told me anything new. Just tell me what the little fantasy was that you were imagining so we can get off together. Your roommate catching you masturbating? Well, isn't that ironic? This must be straight out of your wildest dreams then, huh? Tell me, sweetheart, were you imagining it was me? Were you thinking about me coming home and catching you? Oh, getting so turned on by your pathetic little noises. I would have no choice but to fuck your brains out, huh? Oh, it's okay, baby. Stop hiding your face. I know you didn't realize I was home. I came home early. How could you have prepared for that? You were wearing your fancy headphones. Well, you have to admit, this is everything you wanted, isn't it? Now, if I recall, you were begging for mistress to let you come. Do you like asking for permission, sweetheart? Oh, you do. Does that mean you're good at holding back your orgasming and coming on command, or is that something that we are going to need to practice? I have a preference for obedient sluts. Is that what you're going to be for me? Because I don't think you should come until I do. In fact, You don't have my permission to come. You're going to need it if you want that release. Oh, I know. You were so close before. You were right on the edge of your orgasm when I knocked on your door. I could hear just how close you were getting, making the most pitiful sounds. You sounded so desperate, like you needed my help or else you wouldn't be able to come. Now that I'm here, you can hold off for me. If you don't, I'll have to punish you. I might have to slap your sensitive parts until you're crying, or make you come over and over until you can't bear the thought of another orgasm. Or maybe I'll lock you up in chastity for a week, only letting you out to edge when I feel like it. You don't want that, do you, baby? No, you don't. So hold out for me. You don't get to come until I do. And I'm not even remotely close yet. I may have been touching myself, listening to your moans, but I'm sure you can tell from just my voice. I'm nowhere near as desperate as you. I mean, just look at you. Hips grinding against your vibrator. Lips pressed tightly together. No need to muffle your pretty moans, baby. I want to hear you. Your moans only make me wetter. Go on. Don't hold back. Let me hear how good you feel. You had no problem being so loud earlier. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's right, sweetheart. God, you sound so needy. So pathetic. I think for that I'm going to turn my vibrator up. Look at you, turning up your vibrator to match mine. You really are such a good, obedient slut. I wish I'd known you were in the femdoms. If I'd known you were in here listening to women with pretty voices telling you how to touch yourself. God, I would have been doing this sooner. Do you like my voice, baby? Are you enjoying hearing all the things I want to do to you? I know you want more than this. Laying next to me in bed, a vibrator pulsing against you. But I don't want to push things too quickly. I mean, we are roommates after all. So this is all you get for now. But one day, God, one day I'm going to fuck you. Do you know how many times I fantasized about making out with you in the kitchen? Lifting you up on the counter and kissing my way down to your most sensitive parts. Licking and sucking, making you come undone with just my mouth. I wonder how quickly you would come on my tongue. I wonder how many times I could make you come until you're squirming and whimpering, hands tangled in my hair, unsure if you want to push me away or push me closer. I've thought about bending you over the couch, fucking you with my strap. I could let you choose one. Do you have any idea how many I have? It could be as big or as small as you liked. It could be ripped or even a tentacle. I can't wait to try each one on you. Stretch out your pretty hole. But right now, with the vibrator against my clit, I just want to make us both come. Go on, baby. Turn yours up too. With this vibrator, I just can't stop focusing on my clit. All I want to do is grind my pussy against yours. Ride your thighs, sit on your face. Grind my clit against your most sensitive parts. Oh, I just want to use you like a toy, sweetheart. Would you like that? Do you want to be a good little toy for me? Well, toys don't come without permission, baby. And you look awfully close. You're not going to come, are you? No. You're saying no, but your body doesn't look like it's going to listen. Your legs are shaking, hips bucking up against the vibrator. Oh, just listen to how fast your breathing has become. Your moans are awfully desperate for someone who's not going to come. Remember, you don't have my permission. If you want to come, you're going to have to beg for it. Not that pathetic begging I heard through the wall. No, you were hardly close enough. If I were your mistress, I certainly wouldn't have let you come. So go on, tell your real mistress how badly you need it. God, you sound so incredible. Are you even saying real words? All I'm hearing is a jumble of moans. So please. Oh, you're so pathetic. It's so fucking hot. Oh, I'm so close, baby. Keep going. Just a little bit longer. Oh, fuck. I'm almost teetering on the edge. I'm almost as close as you. I bet that makes you happy to hear. Knowing you're not going to have to keep fighting it for so long. Getting worked close. I've had a vibrator. Oh, fuck. It feels too good, baby. I can't. I want you to come with me. Oh, come on. Don't keep me waiting. You've earned this. Let go. Come with your real mistress. So, it looks like you can come on command, sweetheart. That's intriguing. I'd definitely like to explore that further. Though, there will be many things we can explore together. Don't worry, baby. There will absolutely be next times. I know we're roommates, but I can't help myself. I want whatever this is. I love how obedient and slutty you are for me. Now that I know how badly you wanted me to catch you touching yourself, how badly you wanted me to use you, I can finally fuck you the way I want it. I don't have to hold back. I can finally act on all of the dirty fantasies I've had about you. Oh, I just can't wait, sweetheart.